10th parak of Tyrus, 8th Mishnah ben Agulim, La Zogin Shusaravim. A gulim is some very heavy weight that was eventually put on something that was on top of the grapes to press out all the liquid from it. The Zogim are the crushed grapes. So it seems there was a pile of crushed grapes, and then they have to have a whole bunch of people together to pick up these heavy things to put it on top of the crushed grapes. So since that area required a lot of people to be involved, as then Rishus Rabin. Keren, a vineyard, Fnei Abayitzer, Rishus Yochad, the area that the harvesters did not yet get to is Rishus Yochad, because generally people do not walk in these areas. It's a private property. Once already it was picked, then it's a Rishus Rabin, because the Baal Bais doesn't care. The Aniyim, whoever, well, everyone could take the leftovers. In Muslim, it's not Jerabin, Nichlosim, Bezu, Yitzim, Bezu. That's talking about a case where people are going inside and going out from the other side, and therefore it has a din of Rishus Rabin. Kli Beis Abad v'shel Gas, the kelim that are used for olive pressing and wine pressing, or akel bizman shem shel eitz menagvum v'him toivim. Akel is some type of basket which they would put the olives in, and they would put a weight on top of it, and then the olive oil would juice out of it. So for these, as long if they were, it was nitma, you have to do this thing called menagvim, which is some type of scrubbing to clean it out, and then afterwards you table it. Bisman shem shel gemi yashnim yid beis chodesh. If they made out this material called gemi, then you have to wait 12 months and they dry out, and whatever's left is considered decomposed matter. Or you pour boiling water over them, and after that you teufel it. You put it in an area where there's a strong current of water and a stream, river, that's good enough to clean it out.